Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. So a mother brings her young son to see the Dalai Lama and walks up to the Dalai Lama with her son, says, "Please tell my son to stop eating sugar. It's terrible for him. And I can't get him to stop doing it. So I'm hoping you can tell him to stop eating sugar." Dalai Lama looks at her and says, "Come back in 3 weeks." So sure enough, she leaves. They come back in 3 weeks. Dalai Lama looks at the little boy, says, "Stop eating sugar." Mother's happy, a little bit confused. She says, "Well, you know, thank you. I'm very grateful. If you don't mind me asking, why didn't she just tell him to stop eating sugar when we heard 3 weeks ago?" He looked at her and he said, "Well, I needed to make sure that I could stop eating sugar." So, and it goes for you and I pretty much the same way. We all know we probably should be doing things, can give out advice about things that we know are true and that habits we should break or habits we should have. But are we actually able to do it? So, I do this 2-week program called Strive, and I do it every month. And it's an online boot camp. It's designed to detox your mind, your body, and your money. And part of Strive is getting up every day and practicing gratitude. And I think that we all know this is one of those things, like eating sugar, that we all know we should be doing. And I certainly dispense the advice to people all the time that this is something you should be doing. You should be doing affirmations. You should be journaling or meditating, whatever it might be. But let's turn that back on me. Am I doing that consistently? And the answer is no. I was talking to a gentleman named Tony Marganetti this morning. You can look for that episode coming up here probably next month. And he was talking about practicing gratitude. And I said, "Yeah, I know how valuable it is, but if I'm being honest, it's something that I do pretty sporadically. It's not something that I do day in and day out." And I do journal every day. I've got a little meditation practice that I do consistently, and I find it all to be very valuable. But I'm not consistently doing the gratitude thing. So as he was talking, as I was listening and we were going back and forth, I thought, well, you know what I could do? And I'm really good about thanking people. And it, fundamentally that is being grateful, right? If I'm telling somebody, thank you for doing X, Y, or Z or whatever, that is a practice of gratitude. I thought, well, then maybe I am. Maybe I actually am thanking people or practicing gratitude and doing that 3 times a day. And then I realized, well, I just need to be more intentional about it. And so come back in 3 weeks and I will tell you as to whether or not I've been able to be consistent with thanking 3 people a day over the next 3 weeks. And perhaps this is something that you'd be interested in doing also. And by all means, join me on this journey of just a little bit of a slightly different way to practice gratitude and to think about it. And so I wanted to give you some evidence or some ammo for why this is valuable. I think that, you know, if I were just to ask you, is being grateful, is practicing gratitude a good thing? You'd probably say, yeah, sure. And we'd probably 10 out of 10, maybe 9 out of 10 people agree that practicing gratitude is a good thing. I found this Forbes article by a woman named Amy Marin. Talked about the 7 reasons to be practicing gratitude. Number 1 was opens doors to new relationships and more relationships. I certainly agree with that. 2 was that it improves physical health. And there's actual evidence that talks about how practicing gratitude actually does improve your physical health. Third was that it improves your psychological health. There's actual evidence that it improves your psychological health, and certainly I think we all could probably benefit from a little bit of that. The next was that it enhances empathy and reduces aggression. I think that that's probably a true thing too. And could you be more empathetic? Could you be less aggressive? I don't know. The next one was better sleep. Would you like to sleep better? Sure, I would like to sleep more, first and foremost. But if I'm not able to do that, I would like to improve the quality of the sleep that I am getting. And then finally, it improves self-esteem, and it also improves your mental strength. So those are all super compelling reasons. I do not read those and say, no, I'm not interested in having more of that, or I'm not interested in those things. So there you go. Can we say thank you to at least three people every day for something? No matter how big or how small, I think that I can, and I'm going to commit to doing it. So instead of waking up every morning and crawling directly into your rage cave, what's a rage cave, you ask? Well, it's a pretty clever term that I just made up right now. But what it is social media. Instead of crawling directly into our rage cave first thing in the morning, maybe think about doing this instead. Maybe think about just maybe one person that you can thank, say thank you for in the morning. And then throughout the course of the day, try to get two more. But so I think that's a super valuable thing right there. And I think that that's something that I can certainly do is first thing in the morning, instead of opening up social media or whatever you're in the habit of doing, think about one person that you can say thank you for or thank you to. You're not saying you have to actually do the action first thing in the morning, but just think about that. Who can I thank today, or who can I thank this morning because something that they did, or whatever it might be. Or maybe you can just call your mom and say, hey, mom, thanks for everything, and just do that every morning. I'm sure she'd greatly appreciate that. You probably ought to do it. So I think that what all of this will do is it'll help to put things in perspective for you. And as you know, how you look at something makes all the difference. So how you look at a situation makes all the difference. The lens through which you view the world and different circumstances and situations makes all the difference. If all you see in the world is adversity and hardship and pain, well, I think that's going to be your perspective, versus if all you see is opportunity and positivity and happiness and joy. If you choose to look at it that way, well, then that's what you're going to see. And it's extremely easy to get zeroed in, to get really, really, really myopic on what's going on in your life. Maybe you wake up and you don't feel well, and that just carries with you through the rest of the day. It's, I can't see the forest through the trees kind of thing. Or maybe you're suffering. Maybe you have the coronavirus right now, and you can't see past that. And that's a terrible example, because being sick, that's the one time that we're as single-minded as we are, because all we're worried about when we're sick is just getting better. But I think that having that practice of just thinking about, okay, who can I say thank you to today? First thing in the morning, that'll help with our perspectives. And that'll also just help to set the intention for the rest of the day right there. I think that one of the true things of all the really smart people that I talk to on the show is people are really, really, the happiest people, the most successful people are very intentional, and they set the intention. And this is a great way of setting the intention of being a really positive, empathetic, supportive person, somebody who has an impact and is serving and doing well, who is a grateful and happy person. So that's what I'm going to do. So this is an easy one for me. Thank you so much for listening. So I've already done a couple, so that might be my quota for the day. And like so many other things in life, there's no penalty for going over. But I will check back in on this 3 weeks from air date and let you know how I did. And remember, moving forward, the only way to live how you want is to know how you want to live. Spending too much time on social, Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.